Police, Chicago Good Samaritan steps in to save couple from violent teen mob. By Warner Todd Houston on April 19, 2023. A resident of Chicago stepped in to save a couple from the ravenous mobs of teens that have been rampaging through the city's downtown areas. And she told the media that a member of the Chicago Police Department said that this will keep happening now that voters have elected a soft on crime. Defund the police, union activist to the mayor's office. Chicagoan Lenora Dennis told Chicago's Fox 32 that on Saturday evening she saw a mob beating and robbing a young couple, a black man and a white woman, and she got between the attackers and the victims to stop the attack. She then helped the couple get into her car to escape. Before putting herself in danger, she says that she tried to get several Chicago police officers walking nearby to help her protect the couple, but the officers refused to get involved. Dennis was disgusted by the whole ordeal. "I'm sorry, Lightfoot, I voted for you, but I can't be involved in any level of sugarcoating what I saw. That was mayhem," Dennis told the station. Dennis's statement is in reference to outgoing Mayor Lori Lightfoot's proclamation that the week-long campaign of violence should not be called an example of mayhem. Rather, in her tone-deaf explanation of the violence, "The mobs were mostly just teens downtown because it was great weather and an opportunity to enjoy the city. That's absolutely and entirely it," WGN reported. But Dennis begged to differ. She said she feels that if she did not step in to help Ashley Knutson and Devontae DJ Garrison Johnson, one or both of them would have been seriously hurt or worse. "I felt like if I did not intervene, that young man would have gotten killed right there," she told reporters. "It was just something that I had to do because I couldn't accept that." Ms. Knutson and Mr. Garrison Johnson described their harrowing experience. Knutson said that DJ was trying to lead her through the crowd into safety when they were set upon. Knutson said that teens began brutally shoving her, and when DJ yelled at them for it, all hell broke loose. "They said they were going to kill us. They turned around and started fighting. I got pushed down to the ground and the whole group went to DJ and not to me," she said. Both teens heartily thanked Dennis for coming to their aid and said she saved their lives. Even so, they came out of the attack without their shoes, wallets, cell phones, and with their clothes partially ripped away. The pair added that Dennis came back later with shoes and clothes to help them after she whisked them away to a police station. Dennis blasted the mobs, saying, "They're getting indoctrinated to do this kind of crazy stuff." The Good Samaritan also noted that when she got the couple safely to the police station, the desk sergeant had some words or warning about Brandon Johnson, the mayor-elect of the Windy City. "I got told by the desk sergeant that this was going to happen. It was going to keep happening because Brandon Johnson got elected. That floored me," she ruefully admitted. Indeed, Johnson has already scolded the media for demonizing the teens that have been rampaging throughout the loop since at least last Wednesday. "In no way do I condone the destructive activity we saw in the loop and lakefront this weekend. It is unacceptable and has no place in our city. However, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities," Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson said in a statement Sunday, even after several teens had been shot during the mounting violence. Meanwhile, Dennis noted that she lives by the mantra "do unto others." "That's the mantra that I live by every day, is just do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Related, group jumps on car, runs across traffic in Chicago during teenage weekend of chaos. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.